Tuesday, the head of the Idaho Department of Labor resigned from his job effective immediately. As Samantha Wright reports, Ken Edmonds has faced a handful of scandals while at the helm.
Edmonds was appointed to the position by Governor Butch Otter in 2013. He oversaw a department with 550 employees and took home a paycheck of $125,000 a year. During his time at Labor, Edmonds faced two lawsuits. In 2015, Don Dew applied for the job of Idaho Human Rights Director. He claimed Edmonds discriminated against him because he's gay and has epilepsy. The Idaho Statesman reports that case was dismissed by a judge because Dew withdrew his application for the job. A second lawsuit filed last year involved a former employee for the department. He claims officials at Labor misused their official subpoena power to look at his phone records and then fired him. That suit is still making its way through federal court. The Associated Press reports that a spokesman for Governor Otter said the resignation was not because of the whistleblower lawsuit, but wouldn't say why Edmonds resigned. Earlier this month, the Idaho legislature audited Edmonds' department. Investigators found problems with how Labor documented the grants it gave to companies as part of the Workforce Training Development Program. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.